Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
One. Okay.
All right. Tell me one.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Hello. Welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa.
Hey, and Steve, we're back for another Saturday and Sunday of travel.
Yes. This will be good. All right. So we're heading out west. I'm getting warmer as we speak. We have Heidi Saucedo from Visit Carson Valley and Angela DiLoretto from Soaring Nevada. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
All right. I hope I did the names right. Okay. So you guys are kind of into adventure, which is good. I like that. And in our first segment, what I'd like to talk about is a little bit of the glider soaring. And let's get going with that.
The experience of gliding is the most amazing. I literally do these kind of adventure things every time I travel. I've, you know, flown over the Tuscany region of Italy. I've done all kinds of like stunt plane stuff and everything. I have to say, this has been on my bucket list for a long time, to glide up in Carson Valley. And it was the best experience I've had of any of the experiences I've had. Once you're up there, you know, I mean, we're also up in Carson Valley, is also known for the eagles that are there and everything. And you just really feel like an eagle just soaring over this gorgeous valley. You know, you go up high enough that over the ridge of the mountains, you're seeing Lake Tahoe from the air. And it's like you are an eagle.
So, Angela, what's the best way, if you haven't been to Carson Valley, what's the easiest way to travel to get there?
That's probably a better question for Heidi.
We're very close to Reno, Nevada, which has got a large international airport. And in California, we're pretty close. We're about 2 hours from the Sacramento airport. So you can catch a shuttle or get in a rental car and drive. We're south of Reno. And Carson Valley is about 20 minutes from Lake Tahoe. So if you come and visit us here, you can stay here. We're kind of your less crowded base camp area for all the adventures you can have in the area, not only in Carson Valley.
Okay, so can someone do this experience without experience? Sorry, just worked out that way.
Yes, absolutely. You have a trained pilot sitting behind you. Another plane is your tow plane and guides you up to get you up into the air. And then the pilot will tell you when to pull the little knob to release the tow rope.
Okay.
And then you're soaring, just you and the pilot.
Well,
and, you know, really good about telling you things about the area and showing you the things that are happening with the glider and explaining the whole process as well.
I think Steve is turning white just hearing about
it. I don't know
this.
If I could pull the knob. Would be like one of those moments on, there'd be like a GoPro, then kind of, Steve, pull the knob. You got to pull the knob. So, all right. So run me through the whole experience. So you're on a runway. There's an airplane. It's not like hang gliding where you're like running off a cliff or anything like that. So you're on an air. There's an airplane in front of you, a glider behind you, and then it kind of
you're in the glider,
and there's someone in the glider with you. Or are you just alone in the glider?
No, there's a pilot. You weren't listening.
No, there's a pilot sitting behind you in the glider. So the glider kind of has the feeling of an airplane. You know, it has the wings and the cockpit type situation, but it's very small and has no engine itself. So that's why you need the tow plane to get you up into the air in the first place.
Oof.
There is no engine once you're up there and you pull that rope.
How high do you go?
But there's really... I think we were at like 14 or 15,000.
Wow. I don't know. This is a little mind boggling.
So amazing. It doesn't really have the feeling of, you just have this feeling of floating and soaring. And well, it wasn't a whole lot of adrenaline, fear type adrenaline really with it.
Okay.
It was just gorgeous area all around you and enjoying like you're an eagle.
I'm picturing...
I've never done it myself, but one of the things that people talk about when they come down is how perfectly still it is and how quiet it is up there and how it's a totally different experience from being in a plane.
I'm picturing it as being like...
You don't hear that, obviously, motor noise.
I'm just picturing it as being kind of like a passenger on a paper airplane. I don't know. Hopefully without the loops and the crash landing.
So it goes from like thermal to thermal, I guess, and that's how it works?
Yes, they know how to swerve. That's how the pilot is trained, to kind of swirl around into the different air streams and take you up higher or down lower. And in the end, they're so skilled that in the end, you come back and land on the same runway that you took off from.
Yeah, see... We were in
chasing like there is with a hot air balloon.
Lisa talked me into running off of a mountain in Switzerland.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was all cloudy and foggy, and you're running down a mountain.
Well, it was because we were above the clouds.
Yeah, and then you hope as you're falling down the mountain that the parachute behind you comes up. You know, it kind of like slides up behind you, and then you. You end up going through the clouds and then landing wherever at the end of it. But at least you land. So that was at least.
Well, you had experience with thermals.
Yes. The worst part was the thermals because it gives you that little uppity feel in your stomach. And it was like, oh, I don't know if I want to hit another one of those. But I'm sure the glider's a lot better.
Yeah, it was a really smooth process.
That's
you know,
nice.
They just kind of swirl into them and out of them. And there was no really uppity feeling.
That's good.
Like that.
Yeah. The other gliding that we did, it was, I when we landed, we almost ran into an electric fence. So see, it sounds like your experience is a little better. Yeah. Well, you kind of, you're running, you're coming down pretty quick. And then
your tandem says, make sure you lift your legs up really high.
And then he's like, oh, there's a big electric fence 2 feet in front of me. But yeah, so that's a little better. I like that experience better.
Yeah, this will be an easy thing for you to do if you've done that. This is all about peaceful feeling and gorgeous views.
That's nice. Now, how long is a glider ride? They come in different packages?
There are different packages. I was up for a little over an hour. So he said we could have stayed up all day, but they needed the runway.
Now, are there any age limits or any, like, advanced training that they have you have to go through to go ahead and experience it, or is it pretty much open to all ages and anybody who wants to do it?
No, there's no training or anything like that because you have the pilot with you who's trained.
And yes, all ages are welcome. I know some kids who saved up their Christmas money and chose to go up there together and have that adventure together.
I'm looking at the pictures, and it's amazing. All the snow-capped mountains, and it just looks so well. That's of course in the mountains, but you've got some over water, and you've got some over some caps. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Wow. Are
it's
there
breathtaking? It really is breathtaking.
Are there cameras or anything attached to the plane, or are there photos involved at all? That'd be neat to be able to capture it.
Yes, there's cameras attached to the plane, and so you can have the GoPro there that's out on the wing, and then I took up my cell phone too and was taking pictures with my cell phone the whole time.
Okay, neat.
So there's the gauges there that tell you how high you are anyways, but of course I had to do the Snapchat.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. How high I was that way too.
Now, is there any way to get training so that you could do this by yourself and do it without the co-pilot, or is there always a co-pilot for safety reasons? How does the Avid glider advance?
They do lessons actually here. I know that they're really interested in getting kids going, so they have kind of a glider club, and they provide scholarships for kids. And so you can do your flight training, you do your knowledge training, and then you put in the hours, and you put in the time, and you fly, and you get your pilot's license.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. How old would you have to be to do that?
I believe you can begin when you're 12 or 13.
Oh, neat.
But you cannot solo until you're 14 years old.
Okay. But that's still kind of cool to be able to get your pilot's license before your driver's license.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Pretty neat.
All right. We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, we are back. We have Heidi and Angela, and right now we're going to be talking a little bit more about Visit Carson Valley.
So I think for this segment, we wanted to get a little bit more into the Mustangs.
They're not cars.
What?
They're not cars.
They're not?
No.
I got the glider thing a little mixed up, too. So, all right, so these are the wild, I guess I should have said, the wild Mustangs.
That's right.
Absolutely. Wild Mustangs. The Nevada Mustang that is part of the Western folklore and the Western heritage, and they're right here in our beautiful valley.
So how do you... All right, so you go up there, you're going to spend a day or a couple days, and how do you find out about what's available, you know, which kind of... or what kind of tours are there? Walking tours, driving tours... You know, I don't know, like a city slicker tour.
Well, slicker I guess tour. The answer would be all of the above. We have two tour guides in the valley, and basically they can customize whatever you want. You would start in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on if you want a sunrise tour or a sunset tour. Nevada sunsets are spectacular, so we always recommend trying to get out there and seeing one of the sunsets. But they'll pick you up and they'll put you in their Jeep, and if you want to get out and try to experience the horses, you can. There's nothing more amazing and breathtaking than, you know, kind of making your way up a hill, up a dirt road on a hill, and cresting that hill and seeing four or five bands of wild horses just lounging around, and the little babies are frolicking together, and some of the horse behavior, it's very family oriented, and you can kind of see it. So the stallions each have their own band, and they've always got you in their sights, but because they know who these tour operators are, the tour operators are kind of part of their family also, and so they know that if you're with them, you're okay.
Oh. Okay.
And this gives you more of an opportunity, I think, to experience the wild horses than if you did it on your own.
Are they going to be less timid? That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, Angela, have you done one of the tours?
I have. I chose the sunset tour, and it was amazing because when we were out, we saw four bands and the sun setting over the mountains at the same time, watch the bands play. It was just incredible. It's so peaceful out there because you don't really see anything of anything of civilization when you're out there. And you just get to sit there and enjoy the wildlife and the sunset.
So Heidi, any amazing stories or anything else? Any stories from when you've gone, or friends that have gone, or from the tour guides?
Well, so we're friends actually with the tour guides, and so we get to hear some of the amazing stories and experiences they've had. John Humphreys is an amazing local photographer. He's a avid wildlife specialist, And he came upon a band. The stallion is named Blondie. He's got this beautiful blonde mane. And one of his mares had a baby. And typical horse behavior when the foal is born is they all circle around in protection of this little baby. But because they know John and they're so confident and comfortable with him, I'm actually staring right now on my wall at a picture of this. They did a half circle around the baby so that he could be a part of their ceremony welcoming this baby foal into the world. He was able to take pictures directly, which he's never been able to do before.
Wow. Holy cow. That's got to be like life altering.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's a member of their family. It's so wonderful to see. And he had a woman who came and did a tour with him a couple of years ago, and she said, I just want to get as close as I can to these horses. Because they're still wild, you know, you don't usually have to worry about them being vicious or anything, but they will scamper off. And so he said, okay, we're going to drive right past them, and we're going to drive to the top of this hill, and we're going to look the opposite direction. And they're going to be so curious as to why we aren't staring at them, they're going to come right up to us, you watch.
Hey, what
and
about me? 15
minutes later, yeah, she was able to get almost within touching distance of these wild horses.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I like that. Okay, so we've got the horses, the Mustangs. What else might we see out there in the wild? Raw, natural beauty.
Oh, my gosh. You know, in the warmer months, you'll definitely see, you know, rabbits and things, little lizards scurrying around out in the Pine Nut Mountains. Our valley is on the east side boundary line is Pine Nut Mountains, and then on the west side is the Sierra Nevada. So the horses are in the Pine Nut Mountain range, and there's, you never know. I haven't ever personally seen one, but we do know that there are bigger critters out there, like mountain lions and things, but more commonly, you'll see bald eagles, you'll see hawks, and the guides know, they're out there all the time, so they know where the nests are. So if you've always wanted to be able to capture a picture, this is the other half of that equation, is they're both professional photographers, so if you want to do a photography tour and take your camera, or even just use your cell phone, you will come away with the most amazing pictures of these wild animals that you never thought you'd get that close to.
Wow. That's cool.
Now, if you could only make it out there one time, you know, this is your 1 week vacation, would you recommend like a spring trip, a summer trip, a winter trip? When would be kind of the ideal time to visit?
Well, if your main opportunity would come up in the spring, you would have you'd be able to see lots of foals being born. They usually start having their babies around March or April, from what I recall. And then if you come in the wintertime, like in December, January, February, you're going to be able to have the opportunity to see a whole lot of bald eagles. They migrate through our valley during calving season.
Okay.
Which is another amazing opportunity to be able to see a tree that's got 13 bald eagles sitting in it, and you're not in Alaska.
Sweet. That's very cool. What about something like, well, you know what? I'm wondering now, are the kids going to be able to do all kinds of things? Are there age restrictions on any of these things?
Well, you are going out in a vehicle, so I don't believe there's any restriction other than, you know, you just have to be able to get maybe a car seat in the car or something, but I don't believe there's any age restriction on being able to enjoy the wildlife.
Okay. So that'll be good. Our kids love wildlife, and that's a good option for them to go out and literally see horses in nature. That's pretty cool.
And having them point out what each thing is, you know, and they'll see things that you never even saw. They'll point things out that your eyes didn't even register.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue talking when we return.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
What if bravery loves company? Stop wondering and start wandering now. Get 30% off every guest and up to $200 to spend at sea on Oasis of the Seas, sailing from Port Canaveral. Adventures start from $5.99. Fill your next vacation with new discoveries and no limits. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. This offer ends soon.
Contact Pixie Vacations to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation today. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, we're back, and we're talking with Heidi, and we're talking with Angela, and we're talking about Carson Valley. We were talking about a lot of the wildlife, and we were talking about the eagles, but we didn't quite finish up. So, Heidi, you want to tell us more about eagles and what we can expect?
Absolutely. So our beautiful valley in the winter months, December, January, February, and March, we have a whole lot of cattle operators here and ranchers, and they their cow herds calve in the wintertime, and so the migrating golden eagles and bald eagles come into our valley, and they eat the afterbirth from the cows, and so it's kind of a prime bird watching opportunity around here, and we've even got an amazing event that we do every January. It's a 4-day event, and it kicks off with an opening reception with falconers who bring their birds in and talk to you about their hawks and their falcons. And then there's 3 days of tours, so you get kind of behind the scenes ranching tours. A lot of the ranches are large property owners or property holders, so they've got tons of old trees and old barns, so you have the opportunity to see all kinds of raptors and owls, and you know, you might stumble upon a tree that's got 13 bald eagles sitting in it.
Wow.
It's sort of an amazing experience to have.
That would be pretty awesome. I don't even think I've ever seen a gold eagle either. I've seen a bald eagle, but I'm sure, you know, like
a Dollywood,
so it doesn't really count. We've all been to a bird show somewhere, but
right.
Yeah, but just be able to go out in the country and just see a whole tree full of eagles would be pretty spectacular.
We get pretty excited that our national mascot vacations here.
Pretty cool.
I like that.
Very good. Yeah. All right, so let's go from eagles to fish.
To fish.
Yeah, so really? There's good fishing out there, isn't there?
Great fishing. I'm not a fisherman woman myself, so I can't speak very knowledgeably about it, but we have at the south end of our valley is Topaz Lake, and that lake is stocked with trout and bass, and fishing season there kicks off actually New Year's Day. So it runs from New Year's until the end of September, and you can shore fish, you can launch your boat, you can bring your jet skis and just hang out, you can camp on the banks, and then there's lots of little rivers. The Carson River comes through our valley, and so there's fly fishing opportunities nearby. And then, of course, you know, there's a little pond called Lake Tahoe not too far from us.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, some people have.
Yeah.
Now, what about... So we like to go hiking, although we don't do it as much as we should. And then we have kids.
I was going to say, when's the last time we went hiking?
The last time was, I think you were somewhere else, and we took Brooke to Cloudland Canyon, Georgia, which is a mini Grand Canyon in the middle of Georgia. And we walked down to the bottom, which was not bad. And then the worst part is going back up. Was ridiculous. It was the most painful, like, heart pounding in your head experience. It took a long time to go back up, and then it rained on us. But I'm sure
I missed that.
Yeah, you missed that part of it. Woof. But what kind of hiking trails, or is there, you know, different intermediate, advanced, different? What would you recommend for hiking over there?
We have about 50 miles of groomed trails here, just in the valley itself. Like, not even, you know, taking into consideration the Tahoe Rim Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail or any of the hiking opportunities up on the mountain. And so we have all the trails are mountain bike trails as well.
Oh, that's nice.
So you've got amazing views that you can kind of start at the bottom. One of our beautiful communities here is Genoa, and there's three or four trails that are located in Genoa. And one of them, you know, it starts out steep, but I know small kids who have managed to do it because it's just amazing. There's a little creek there, and it you can catch little lizards. And then you kind of go up a little bit, and you kind of peek around the trees, and then you get this amazing view of the whole valley. And then also in Genoa is a nature preserve. So it's kind of flat trails, but it's right along the river. It's a bird migratory pattern, so there's always cool birds hanging out down there. And so that's one that I always recommend to people who have smaller kids who maybe need to stop, or you know, you need to be excited about something. It's not really the exercise trail as so much as the hang out and talk with your family trail.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we enjoy, I mean, it's always fun going around the next corner and seeing what's there, and the kids are always like, come on, keep going. And you're like, we've been
You could
hiking.
Give them a 10 by 10 plot and they could spend an hour just looking at grass.
Yes. But so. they like to keep going, and then you have to keep reminding them, we got to go all the way as far back as we've gone forward. So,
yeah.
But it's hard to get them to stop going.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and we've got something for everyone here. So we've got the flatter trails. We've got the ones that are, that'll give you a workout that sound like the mini Grand Canyon in Georgia.
Yeah. See, you didn't know. You learned
You're going to look that up now.
You learned something new. Cloudland Canyon, if you ever come over.
All right.
It's way out in the middle of nowhere.
I've never heard of it, and I live here, so don't worry.
I took you there.
When?
You were there a long time ago.
Really?
A long time ago. Yes.
I don't remember. I need photographic evidence.
Yes.
All right. So could you also do like mountain biking if you wanted to kind of get out there? And
absolutely.
Do they allow that on
absolutely.
The same trails?
We have amazing mountain biking here. We do. There's family. Like I said, you could start at the bottom of Genoa and ride your way up the Sierra Canyon Trail, hook into the Tahoe Rim Trail and catch a nice, beautiful view of Lake Tahoe, and then ride back down and have a beer at the bar. You can get a ride to the top.
Ooh.
And just
Oh, then you
ride
just go down.
Down.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell her about the last time we decided to ride bikes down a mountain?
Yeah, our luck on mountain bike hasn't been real good. Well, the one time I took you mountain biking locally, and then...
That didn't end well.
Yeah, that didn't end well, because it was one of these really technical trails, and I think we ended up walking
In the dark.
The entire trail.
Yeah, we had to be rescued.
And then we had to get someone to rescue us to get us out
of
there.
You couldn't see the trail.
Yeah, it was a little dark. So that was great. And then the other time we went mountain biking somewhere.
That was Switzerland.
In Switzerland. And we...
darn that Switzerland.
We lost the trail, and we ended up mountain biking like through a briar patch or something.
Yeah, we made our own trail.
Yeah, that was not good either.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess the takeaway from this is don't go hiking.
Don't hike with us.
Biking with us.
Exactly.
So go with a professional.
Yeah. It sounds like the Jeep tour is definitely more my speed.
Yeah.
We're going to go see some Mustangs, horse Mustangs. Okay.
Horse Mustangs. Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So hiking. What about golf? Isn't there a lot of good golfing out there too?
There's some amazing golfing out here. And because of the weather, usually generally in the wintertime, you can golf in the morning and go skiing in the afternoon. It's possible to do both in one day. There's not a lot of places you can make that one happen. We've got three beautiful golf courses here. Two in Genoa, one at the north end of the valley and one at the south end of the valley. The Carson Valley Golf Course has river running through it, so in the spring you can hear the rushing water. It's just beautiful.
Cool. All right, and then I wanted to ask about, we talked about seasons a little bit before. Steve wanted to know best time, but what about winter activities, snow? You're in the mountains. There's got to be some great stuff.
So we're about 20 minutes from Heavenly, which... Heavenly Resorts is a Vail resort. It's world-renowned skiing. And they actually, in the summertime, have a gondola that you can take up to the top of the mountain. And they've got all kinds of cool rides and zip lines and things. And then from the valley, it'll take you about 45 minutes to get to Kirkwood, which is another ski resort, and you can ski and snowboard. And then in between, you know, all around in the foothills, you're able to take the kids sledding.
Oh.
If that's more your speed, if you're not feeling up to the all the lessons and all the equipment and everything, you can just find a little hill and go skiing or sledding.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. In Georgia, we get 1 day a year. So it would be
of
nice.
Snow.
Of snow, if we're lucky.
You have to finish your thought.
Yes. We have 365 days a year, just like everybody else. But one of those days is we get snow. But yeah, so the kids, it would be nice to actually take them somewhere.
Yeah, their idea of sledding is a little warped.
Yeah, it's a little different than probably the what you guys get there.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool to go sledding in an area that actually has elevation to it instead of just kind of dragging them along. Yeah, they go down like an 8-foot hill here, and that's exciting to them. But we'll talk some more. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, some more good stuff. Carson Valley.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement.
Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
And we're back. And we're talking Carson Valley. I want to know more about the area, the locals, the culture. What can you tell us about that?
Our area, Carson Valley, is made up of four smaller towns. So we've got Genoa, Minden, Gardnerville, and then Topaz Lake. Genoa is the oldest settlement in Nevada, and with any settlement in the Old West, you always ended up with a bar. We have the oldest bar in Nevada, too. There's some hot springs out there that are still to this day hot springs, and the Genoa Bar is an experience in and of itself that cannot be missed. I think that there's still dust on the wall in there. You can sit in the same stool that Johnny Cash sat in. John Wayne's been there. Raquel Welch's bra is still hanging on the wall. So that place is a pretty exciting place to end your day and your adventure here in Carson Valley. Minden and Gardnerville are small, tight-knit communities. You know, we're not that far apart, but anywhere you go, you're family here. So our area has a whole lot of Basque culture. In the early 1900s, the Basques came over and were shepherds here, and they had hotels and restaurants, and we have JT Basque Restaurant, which is still open. It's been in continuous operation for over 50 years, and boy, the food there just cannot be missed.
What can you get there?
Carson Valley. Oh, you
I like
sit down
food.
And the food just keeps coming.
Was it like a family style? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you sit down and you get your soup and your bread, and then you get beans and fries and stew. And I mean, you can have steak, you can have lamb, of course, because you can't have a Basque meal without the opportunity to have some lamb. I mean, they have all kinds of amazing stuff.
Do they have anything good for dessert?
Sorry, go ahead.
What do they have for dessert?
You know, go look up a menu, mister.
By the time you finish all of that, you need something that's just going to take up not much room. So you get ice cream for dessert.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have a ceiling that is probably 15 feet high, and it is covered with bills, money.
Oh,
international
nice.
Bills, dollars. Yeah.
Ooh.
There's some way that you know, I've done it, but I couldn't ever replicate it unless somebody showed me. You put a quarter and a tack, and you kind of fold it across, and you tuck everything in, and then you throw your dollar bill up at the ceiling, and it sticks right there.
Oh. So
we did that with straws once. In Tennessee.
We did that with straws and toothpicks.
Oh, yeah, toothpicks. Yeah, we went, like, air darts.
But see, the money is better because then there looks a little better and there's actually money involved.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's $100 bills up there. There's money from all over the world.
Wow. Now, where would you stay? Which one of the cities, if you were going to come in and stay for, what would you be your ultimate like touring guy? Would you stay in one and kind of use that as your home base to do different activities? Or would you spend, 2 days here and 3 days here and kind of mix it up?
Now we're getting a taste of Heidi, huh?
Yes. What would you recommend?
Each town has its own specialty, and I don't think it was planned like that. So Genoa has your little boutique-y hotels, bed and breakfast. Minden has a casino resort with RVs, and the casino, it's family-friendly also. You can eat, you've got your restaurants, you've got your swimming pool, you've got your chain hotels, but I prefer, as a family and a mother traveling, I love having that continental breakfast in the morning where we can all just kind of stumble in and get our fuel for the day. And then down in Topaz, you can stay in a hotel that's got lake view rooms.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fancy.
So there's sort of something for everybody. Yeah.
Now for websites, I guess what are the best websites to get in more information on?
Well, our website has sort of everything that you would ever need to plan your trip here. That's visitcarsonvalley.org. And there's a search function, so if you're not even sure what you need, you could just... And to learn more about soaring and to figure out how to get all things soaring under your belt, you can go to soaringnv, soaringnv.com. And they can get you taken care of for your soaring adventure.
That's pretty cool.
And we only have a couple minutes left, so I have to ask my favorite question.
Oh, boy.
This is important. So, when I go to Florida, I have to, bring back, a conch shell or something. So what's the souvenir from Carson Valley that's coveted that I should bring back to put on my mantle or put on my fridge?
There's something that if you picked it up in Carson Valley, I do not think any of your friends would have on their shelf. And the Basques here have a drink called the pecan punch.
Ooh.
And it'll knock you on your socks off. And so at the Basque restaurant, you can pick yourself up a pecan glass.
Oh, it comes in a special glass.
Souvenir glass.
You can pick up that glass and you will, I don't think anybody else will have that glass.
Okay. All right. I want to take the last minute or so to talk about some of the events that are going on, Carson Valley. And it looks like we just started the Topaz Lodge Fishing Derby.
Yep.
Should be exciting. That is a long fishing derby. That goes through April.
It does, yeah. It's great. They have tagged fish. If you catch them, the Topaz Lodge will pay you for the biggest fish. It'll pay you for the tagged fish. They'll give you all kinds of good stuff.
Okay.
And then in April, we've got the Genoa Western Heritage Day, which is kind of all things Western Heritage. They've got quick draw. They've got Native American demonstrations. They've got Dutch oven cooking, all kinds of amazing cowboy poetry and musicians. As we go into the summer, we have Carson Valley Days. I don't know if you guys know this, but October 31st here, we don't celebrate Halloween. We celebrate Nevada Day, which there's a huge, huge parade, and it's a whole 3-day weekend for us here in Nevada.
Okay. Well, that sounds like it's fun. Sounds like there's, I'm looking in the calendar online that the website has lots of different events, all separated by month, so you can figure out when you want to go, look at the events, and that'll help you determine it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on the show today. And that's it for this time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate talking to you guys.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.
It's the glue on the grid.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing.
Biz Talk Radio.